The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Murray's going to inbound it, and they'll give it to Waller. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. The drive by Ryan takes it off glass, and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead.
Today, it's live coverage of the GNAC Holiday Basketball Tournament featuring the Kearney High Bearcats. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Millard South down by one, gets it up on the right side. Penetration here by Nabbany, and blocked inside by Miller. Ball's on the ground, it's a help ball. Possession arrow belongs to the Cats, and so does the ball.
3 games over 3 days to finish off their holiday break for the Bearcats. It's the GNAC Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Hastings right after this word from New Tech Seed. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Hastings High, the scene of the 2014 GNAC Conference Tournament. Randy Bushcutter here with you for a boys-girls basketball doubleheader here on ESPN this afternoon. We'll start things off, as you heard in our open, with the boys game, as the third-seeded Kearney High Bearcats will be taking on sixth-seeded North Platte. The Kearney High girls are also the number three seed. They will be the very next game here on the gym on the south side of the Hastings Senior High. They'll be taking on Scotts Bluff in the first round. As we mentioned, both Kearney High teams are the number three seed. On the boys' side, Kearney High with a record of 2-4, they'll be taking on 1-5 North Platte. And for Kearney High, after two straight losses, they're going to shake things up a little bit different starting lineup here today, as they'll be taking on the Bulldogs, who are 1-5. And the only win so far for the Bulldogs was against a team that has yet to pick up their first win of the season. They were able to defeat Omaha Bryan 44-42, and Bryan is 0-6 on the season. And North Platte has lost to teams that are 2-4, 1-5, 3-3, 2-4, and 2-5. For Kearney High, they've had a little bit tougher schedule. They lost to Northeast, who's 5-1, Fremont, who is 4-2. They've also lost to Lincoln High, who's 4-2, and Millard West, who is 5-2. So they played a little bit tougher schedule. One of the reasons their records are somewhat similar, Kearney High at 2-4, and North Platte coming in at 1-5, but Kearney has played a much tougher schedule and has probably been a little bit more competitive in those games, but they're hoping to maybe pick up the defense a little bit and take a little bit better care of the basketball. But again, both these two teams coming in are going to be fairly rusty because, again, we've had the 5-day moratorium, so neither team has been able to have any organized practices, no games or anything for the past 5 days. And yeah, they probably have gotten together at the YMCA and played a little bit. They had a shoot around this morning, both of these two teams would have, but again, we'll see how they can handle each other's pressure after not really having any practices or games over the last 5 days. That is always a factor when you start these holiday tournaments. So we're going to step away for just a few moments. When we come back, we will continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed and Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Kearney, to Hastings High. It's Kearney High taking the floor. They just came out of the locker room for the last few moments of a discussion with head coach Scott Steinbrook. As they'll be the home team, they'll be wearing their home white uniforms, and North Platte will be in their road blue uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Let's give you the starters. We'll begin, first of all, for North Platte. They'll start Marco Reyes, who is a 5'8 junior. He'll start with Kajana Owens, who is a 5'10 junior. Shane Mock is 6'1 and a senior. Rashawn Bryant is a 5'8 junior, and Josh Mers is a 6'4 senior for head coach Matt Kaminsky. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, as we mentioned, the number 3 seed in the tournament. They come in with a record of 2-4 and a little bit different starting lineup. They'll start Austin Mishu, who is a 6'2 junior. He's averaging about 2 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Jake Waller, a 6'1 junior, is averaging 7.7 points and 2.5 rebounds a ball game. Trevor Leibarger, a 6'3 senior, will make the start. He is 5'2 and averaging averaging 5.2 points per ball game and about a rebound and a half points per ball game. And Peyton Pocock is a 6'1 senior. Pocock is averaging 6.7 points, 3.8 rebounds per ball game. And Brian Arp will be the big guy in the middle. He is a 6'4 and a senior. The Ohio football recruit is averaging 9.5 points to go with 7.3 rebounds a contest. And that'll be the starting lineup here for Scott Steinbrook. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take one last break. When we come back, it'll be the tip between the Dogs and the Cats. North Platte taking on Kearney High. We're back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back here to Hastings High as the Tigers hosting the GNAC tournament this year. As third-seeded Kearney High will be taking on sixth-seeded North Platte. The Dogs come in with a record of 1-5. Kearney High is 2-4 on the season. And don't forget, we'll have the girls' game coming up a little bit after the conclusion of this game. They've done a nice thing with the GNAC in terms of trying to make as many school doubleheaders as possible. The North Platte girls won comfortably against McCook just a little bit ago, and now the North Platte boys are playing, and the Kearney High boys playing right now in this game, and next up will be the Kearney High girls. So they've done a nice job of trying to make as many high school doubleheaders as possible with the way the seedings have come up here, as both teams have been introduced. And this has been the New Tech C pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. North Platte has already broken the huddle. They're ready to roll here. Kearney High will be stepping out onto the court. They break the huddle, and off they go. And a reminder for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's started about a half hour ago in that one. Kearney Catholic girls had no problem today with the Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. We'll see what North Platte can do here against Kearney High. Arp doing the jumping as per usual for the Bearcats. We are underway, and his tip is going to go all the way out of bounds on the other end of the court. And since it was last touched by Kearney High, they will have the possession arrow pointing their way, but the basketball now belongs to North Platte, and they'll actually have the opportunity to inbound it right underneath their own basket to get things started here. So the Dogs will have it, and they'll work it into Kachana as Owens will work it around, give it top of the circle here for Reyes. Reyes gave it away, now gets it back. 2-3 zone here for Kearney High, and just passing around the perimeter here is going to be Bryant. Bryant has it on the left side. Pocock looking at that 2-3 zone. Will extend it a little bit. Reyes will give it top of the circle here for Bryant. Bryant's going to fire the three. It is no good. And rebounded by Mischue. Mischue is on the run. Works it up ahead to Liebarger. Liebarger, a little floater in traffic. And the first 2 points of the ball game belong to Trevor Liebarger. A transition little runner, about 6-foot floater there. And the Cats now have a 2-0 lead and an unforced error here for North Platte. As soon as they touch the ball, they'll be over and back. And that'll be a North Platte turnover. They threw it on that right side, and when they threw it back, the point guard had already moved, and they just went into the back court, and it was just a matter of whenever North Platte touched it, it was going to be over and back. So Kearney High with a 2-0 lead. We're working off on the right side here for Austin Mischue. He stops on the baseline. Yes, 5-second count going on. Nice bounce pass through traffic. Gets it out to Pocock, who's open for three. His three-pointer is no good, and the rebound is off of North Platte. So Kearney High will maintain possession here. So the Cats will keep the possession on kind of a team rebound here, and Pocock will throw it in underneath his own hoop. We played a minute here, and open on the inbounds play is going to be Mischue. Mischue missed the jumper, and then it's going to be rebounded and then stolen away by Art. It was rebounded initially by North Platte, and then it was almost a turnover as Arp had got it momentarily, as had a good look at it, but couldn't get the shot to fall, and then it was taken out of there by the Bulldogs. So they run a little pick and roll, throw it left side. Now they're going to kick it back out around the perimeter. Reyes gives it on the baseline. Three-pointer there for Mock, no good, and an offensive rebound is up and good for Reyes. So Reyes with the putback. And they have their first 2 points of the ball game. Mischue on the baseline is going to kick it out for Liebarger. Liebarger is going to try the three. It's no good. And North Platte comes out with the rebound. On the bounce here is going to be Mock. Mock pass through the inside. Going to be stolen away by Pocock. Pocock now up ahead for Liebarger. Liebarger can't save it, or does. Yes, he does. Flying out of bounds. Errant pass that was too far ahead. And now Liebarger gets it back. He's going to fire a three in and out. No good. And rebounded by North Platte. So Cats had a good opportunity there, but couldn't quite get that shot to fall. And they'll kick it around now left side for Mock. Mock being picked up there by Mischue. Dribbles to the baseline. Shoots over the top of Arp. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. And another shot will not fall this time. It's rebounded by Arp. And the Cats on the run as they get up ahead to Pocock. Pocock gives it to Waller. Back to Pocock on the right side. Pocock will dribble to the free throw line. Now kick it out for Mischue. An injured Bulldog at midcourt, rebounded by Arp. Arp's going to take it off glass. He'll score, and now they'll stop action. And hitting the ground in pain there is Josh Mertz for North Platte. They were a man short, but Kearney High gets to use that advantage. The officials had it, but unfortunately for the Bulldogs, Mertz is hurt, and he is down with 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. It is 4-2, Kearney High with the lead after the offensive rebound and the putback by Arp, and we're going to have a stoppage here for the injury as they're working on that right ankle of Mertz. We'll be taking a quick break. We're back right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Mock on the dribble will fire the three-pointer. It is up, no good. Rebounded by Mischu. Mischu's going to drive the court, hit on the body on the way to the basket. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. And Austin Mischu, after that nice defensive rebound, dribbling the floor, hit on the body as he was going up, and he's going to get two shots here. First two free throws of the ball game for either team come with 4:59 to go, and Mischu's free throw is up and good. The foul, by the way, is going to be whistled on Taywan Harris. That is going to be his first. And Mischu makes the first and now the second free throw. So Austin Mischu makes two free throws. And the Cats now extend their lead to 6-2. The kick at left side for Mock. Right now, Kearney High going man-to-man. Mock in the lane, working against Waller. Kicks it out for Owens. Owens helps work it around the perimeter. And coming through there is going to be Harris. Harris directing traffic a little bit. Harris, a 6'4 senior, playing guard position, and now he's got it well behind the arc. He's going to fire a three well short. It might have been blocked in part by Arp. We'll give Arp credit for a block here, and the loose ball is going to be picked up by Mischu. Mischu loses the ball, goes down, rolls it out to Waller. They get away from Waller. He fires the three, no good, and rebounded by the Cats. By the Dogs, rather, and they work it up ahead very quickly. Pass, driving the lane, up and good, Marcus Reyes. Reyes with the bucket after the rebound by Owens on one end of the court with a nice outlet pass. Owens working against Arp, but Arp wants the ball inside. They get it into him. He'll spin, take it off glass, no good, and a rebound by North Platte. Snagging the bound there is Harris, comes up with a defensive rebound, and Mock now has it on the dribble. Now, working on Mertz on the sideline, it doesn't really look to me like Mertz is going to get back to this basketball game with that sprained ankle. Bad pass, stepping in there, making the steal. There's going to be Mischu. Mischu on the drive, gets the bucket to fall. After the steal, Austin Mischu lays it up on the other end, and the Cats push that lead back out to 4. I have it being 8-4. They put the bucket up on the wrong end just a moment ago. They now fix it. Driving that right side is going to be Bryant. Bryant, nice little baseline runner, scores. So Rashawn Bryant with a nice little floater on that baseline to make it a two-point ball game again. Waller on the right side, working up against the little pressure here by Owens. Inside for Arp, and Arp will bank it off the glass and in. Bryant Arp just muscling up inside there against Tawan Harris. And now on the bounce on the right side is going to be Mock. Mock off of the screen. Now is going to be picked up by Waller. Mock uses up his dribble, kicks it out here for Reyes, who gives it off on the left side here for Bryant. Bryant's going to direct traffic, throws it off on that right side. There's Reyes. He'll step back, thought about the three, can't shoot over the top of Liebarger, skips it out, tipped by Waller, but picking it up here is going to be Mock. Mock now gives right wing for Reyes. Reyes doing direct traffic over there. Liebarger sticking his hands out there, putting some pressure on him. And the dribble goes off the foot and then off of Pocock. Pocock comes up with a loose ball. It'll be a Kearney High steal. Little dump in underneath, and the shot's going to be up and good for Mischu. And Mischu will score. And he was hit on the arm in the air, and then dumping it off is going to be Pocock. Pocock gave it to another guy sailing through the skies here in Hastings. That's Austin Mischu. Mischu made the catch, laid it off the glass, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play after Reyes is going to be called for the foul. So a chance here for Mischu to add the one. And right now, Mischu already has 6 points and a couple of rebounds here in the ball game. Checking in for the Cats going to be Zach Ryan. And also in the game for Kearney High is going to be Kyle Anderson. Murray also checks into the ball game. So Liebarger and Mischu, the only two starters out there for Kearney High at the moment. Mischu's free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebound underneath, and a shot is going to be blocked. And then that loose ball is going to be picked up by Kearney High. Snagging the bound a little bit ago for the Bearcats was Chris Langan. Forgot to call his name. I missed him, and they are going to hand it off. Driving through here is going to be Murray. Murray's shot won't fall, and then we've got a foul on the rebound. Now it's going to go against the Cats. Now Pocock, after a very short breather, is going to come into the game as Mischu will come out. Ball went out of bounds, so it remains 12-6. North Platte down by 6. They've got the basketball in the hands of number 12. Mock has it left side. Anderson's picking up man-to-man pressure there, and they'll kick it off on the right wing here for Bryant. Bryant hands it off. Cutting through here is going to be Adam Engel. Engel, nice pass to the inside, and the shot's up and good for Trevon Uyghur. And Weaver will hit his first bucket of the day. Kick out for Ryan. He'll give it to Anderson. Anderson stops at the elbow, gives it off to Ryan. Ryan kicks into the corner. Nice drive here by Murray. He'll take it off glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Has his shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul. Bringing the lunch pail and cleaning the glass is going to be Austin Murray. He went to work there. He missed the putback, but was able to get hit on the arm. And he'll go to the free throw line after the foul whistled on Weaver. He was hit on the body. And now we'll shoot two free throws. And Austin Murray with his first point of the game as he makes the first of two. And he'll have one more coming up. 13-8, Kearney High has never trailed in the ball game. And the second free throw up and good. One of the factors for that for the Bearcats is they've shot pretty well from the free throw line here in the ball game. They're 4 out of 5 from the line. They put a little pressure on, but North Platte handles it, kicks it up ahead, right side for Mock. He's going to fire a long three. No good. And rebounded in underneath by the Dogs, and the bucket will fall here for Harris. And Juwan Harris makes the putback. Anderson has it in the corner. We'll give it to Langan. Langan stops just outside the lane, gives it top of the circle for Murray. Pocock works it off to Anderson now, right side. Anderson, a little penetration, kicks out for Pocock. Pocock's open for three. Good-looking shot, but it will not fall. And Harris is able to pull down the rebound after the miss by the Bearcats. They'll slowly bring it across the timeline here. There's Bryant. 43 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. Cats lead it 14-10. Skip pass right wing for Bryant. Looking at this man-to-man defense for Kearney High. Bryant will drive. Bryant will float. Try to pass it in underneath, and it's going to be stolen away by Kearney High. Another North Platte turnover. Pass up ahead, a little errant. Getting on the ground to try to save it is going to be Murray. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High, as that'll be a hell ball. Murray fighting for it down there. Harris, great hustle going after the ball. Weaver was in that pile as well. And now Waller, Liebarger, Arp checking back into the ball game. Out there with Ryan and Murray right now for Kearney High with 24.4 to go. Cats get the basketball with plenty of time to do something with it. And Ryan will take his time, bringing across the timeline. Man-to-man right now with North Platte. Waller will hand it back out to Ryan. Ryan on the dribble between the circles. 5-second count going on. Gives it to Waller. Back out to Ryan. Off of the screen, giving it back out to Waller. Open for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound. They get it into Arp, and Arp will score. A couple of Bearcats fighting for the loose ball came up with it, and they inbound it, and that's about all the time that they have is North Platte to inbound it and try the long throw, and it'll come up short. So the Cats right now have the lead as we head to the second quarter. It is Kearney High 16, North Platte 10. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Earlier today, a 61-42 win for the Kearney Catholic girls against North Platte St. Pat's in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And those two teams getting together on the boys' side on her sister station, Classic. It's 98-9. Here, Kearney High with a 16-10 lead, but North Platte has the basketball to start the second quarter. They've already got it in the offensive end. And Kearney High going man-to-man here. On the bounce is going to be Owens. Owens tries to lob it off on the left side. Not a great pass, but Weaver's able to handle it. And he'll kick the ball back out here for Owens. Pass on that right side, tipped by Mishu, but then found in the corner there by Mock for North Platte. And the Bulldogs will reset the offense. Kearney's done a nice job of kind of tipping some passes, coming up with some loose balls, and then cashing in on the other end after North Platte has turned it over. Left wing Owens. We'll work it inside. Now on the baseline is going to be Mock. Mock kicks it. Open for the three there is going to be Bryant, and Bryant hits the three. So Rashawn Bryant will stroke in the three-pointer, and this is as close as North Platte's been since we started the ball game. It is 16-13. Mischu will work it inside. Bad pass. Weibarger is able to pick it up, though, and falling out of bounds is going to be Mischu. He almost went over and back, throws it away. It is a turnover, and North Platte will be on the run here. Weaver will work it around after the Kearney High turnover, and they'll reset the half-court offense. They get it right side for Harris. Harris fadeaway three. That's well off the mark. Rebounded by Owens. Owens' little floater off glass, no good, and the rebound is going to be taken out by Kearney High. So North Platte missed a couple of pretty good looks there. And now the entry pass is going to be kicked by North Platte. They were trying to spin it, Pocock was, into Arp. But then towing the ball out of bounds is going to be Mock. So Kearney High will inbound it underneath their own basket. 16-13, Bearcats with a three-point lead and the basketball. They get it to Arp. Arp, as Liebarger, will hand the ball off to him. He'll set a screen for him. And Liebarger, good-looking three, but it will not fall. And the rebound taken out by North Platte. On the run again here is going to be Owens. Owens throws it to the inside. In trouble there is going to be Weaver. And it does a nice job of kicking it around. A little ball fake here for Harris. Harris fadeaway jumper. It is no good. Rebound by North Platte. And the shot's going to be blocked by Liebarger after the rebound by Mock. And then Mock comes up with the basketball yet again. Deflected pass, but somehow Harris is able to pick it up. His two-pointer won't go. And the rebound is finally picked up by Kearney High. And Pocock's on the dribble. He'll hand the ball off to Waller. Waller in the lane. Waller floats off glass, and it's a little bit too strong. And rebounded by North Platte. Not a bad look there for Waller, but he couldn't get the fall, and Mock will pull down the rebound, throws it down low for Weaver, back out to Mock. Mock will little drive off glass, and Mock will tip it out into the hands of his teammate, and the three-pointer is up and good for Bryant, and now a timeout. We're tied at 16, 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout being taken here by North Platte. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Tied at 16, 5:21 to go in the second. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Well, a timeout being taken here by North Platte after they've been able to tie things up at 16, and that allows them to put some full court pressure on. Murray checks in the ball game, has helped bring the ball up court. Pocock Castle will lob it up ahead here for Waller. Waller's going to drive. Waller's going to take it off glass, and he'll score with that strong right hand on the right side as they end up having a 2-on-1 there. Nice passing as Kearney High did a nice job of spreading out the floor. Ryan Letourneau checks in the ball game. He'll give it off right side here for Harris. Harris steps through the lane, and he's going to hit on the body. Drew the contact against Murray. And Murray didn't have bad position there, but that's the right call as Harris was able to get into him and force the foul. So that's good work there by Harris, and an unfortunate foul by Murray, who really did have pretty good field position. Pretty good body position, but not quite good enough. So Murray called for the foul, and the free throw is up and good here for Harris. So Harris makes the first of two, and the second free throw is no good, and then rebounded by Murray. Long outlet pass up ahead to Liebarger, who's going to give it back out to Murray, who gives it to Pocock on the right side. 2-3 zone for North Platte right now. Murray will start his dribble. Waller wants it in the corner, gets it. Can't shoot over the top of Letourneau, so he'll work it back around the perimeter here to Pocock. Waller, nice entry pass in for Murray. Murray, ball fake, got the man out of position, puts up the shot, won't fall, and rebound taken out of there by the Bulldogs. So setting up the offense is going to be Engel. He'll give it to Harris. Back to Engel, who pulled down the rebound a moment ago. Now off the screen, he's just going to hand it off here now to Rashawn Bryant, and Bryant will reset the offense. North Platte just a little stagnant there. Not exactly sure their spacing, and now they're resetting everything. And they're getting everything situated. Bad pass to the left side, but they're able to track it down. Great hustle there by Engel. And now with it is Harris. He'll give it off on the left side for Engel. Engel can't shoot over the top of Waller, so he'll give it right side for Mock. Mock dribbles to that right side. They double team, kick it out for Harris, who's going to fire a three. No good. Waller tipped it into the hands of Murray. And so Kearney High comes up with it. Pocock on the run here. Bounce past the Waller. He'll drive the baseline. Pass across the baseline, and it hit the line. And that'll be a Kearney High turnover. 18-17. Kearney High has led throughout in this game by as many as six, but that lead now is cut down to one with 3:35 to go in quarter number two. So 3.5 minutes to go here, and directing traffic on the bounce is going to be Bryant. He'll give it off right side for Letourneau. Letourneau works it around. Cats going zone right now. Off of the screen, dribbling with the basketball on the right side is going to be Bryant. Bryant skips it into the right corner there for Adam Engel. Engel dribbles into Arp and kicks it out. Three-pointer for North Platte is no good, and Murray pulls down the rebound. And Murray will get it up ahead here for Ryan. Back to Murray. Murray will step into a three. Good timing on this. The shot will not fall, and the rebound is pulled out by Arp. And Arp is going to kick it out, and we got a timeout for Kearney High. Or not. If they are looking at Scott Steinbrook like he called a timeout, and he said, I didn't want a timeout, so I'm not sure what that stoppage was for. I think it's just errant communications between the officials and the coaching staff. In any event, they're just going to not charge Kearney High with a turnover and allow the Bearcats to inbound it on their own baseline. Off of the screen, they get it to Pocock. Pocock will fire a three, no good. Rebound by Anderson. Anderson has his shot blocked. And coming up with the basketball after the block is Weaver. So Weaver with the block, and now they'll kick it out for Letourneau. Letourneau with the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound taken out by Ryan, who kicks it up the head to Pocock. Pocock, little floater, hits it off the iron, off the glass, and it falls in. And he'll go to the line trying to finish a three-point play. Hit the front of, from the baseline, and hit the front of the iron, then back onto the glass, and then went in. So the bucket will count here for Pocock, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. Not a lot of fouls being whistled against either team. That's only the third team foul that's been whistled against North Platte. And the free throw is up and good for Pocock. And the foul, by the way, was on Letourneau, his first personal foul. So right now, Kearney High going with what looks like to be a 1-2-2 zone. They kick it off on the right wing here for Mock. Off of the screen, Mock has the dribble. He'll work it out to Letourneau on that left side. Pocock will pressure the ball a little bit. Langen checked in a moment ago. He pressured the ball. Now the kick to Letourneau on that right side. Working against Ryan. Off of the screen, a little give and go. Ryan knocked the ball loose. That'll be another North Platte turnover. Forced there by Ryan. And the pass up ahead to Anderson. He was falling out of bounds. Tried to bounce it out to Pocock. It went off of one of the Bulldogs and out of bounds. So Kearney High trying to cash in with the steal. And the fast break opportunity, they couldn't cash in, and they almost turned it over. So Ryan will help work it around here left side. Zach Ryan gets it now, top of the circle, kicks it out for Murray. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Austin Murray will stroke in the three-pointer, and Kearney High with their largest lead of the ball game. Six straight points here for Kearney High, puts them up ahead now, 24-17. Mock will drive the baseline, has the shot knocked down by Murray. Murray comes up with a three-on-two break. Murray lobs it up ahead, gets it back as it was tipped. Now he takes it off glass and will score. Austin Murray, after making the steal, had his pass tipped right back to him, and he kind of gave himself an assist as he was able to drive in on the right side, and it's now 26-17. Anderson nearly making the steal as they get it out to Mock on that left side. Another deflected pass. Picked up at the elbow here by Ben Gosnell. He'll kick it out for your left side for Mock. Mock drives the baseline, shut off. How he didn't go out of bounds, I don't know, but he bounces it out for Letourneau. Letourneau's three-pointer is no good, and we're going to have a foul after the rebound was ripped out of there by the Bearcats. Snagging the bound for Kearney High is going to be Chris Langen, and Langen with the rebound here. And that foul is going to be the second on Weaver, five as a team now against North Platte. With 51 seconds to go before halftime. Ryan might work a little bit of clock here as he brings it in the offensive zone. He'll get it off right side for Pocock. Pocock enters it in for Langen. Back out to Pocock. Pocock dribbles to the elbow. Hands it out to Anderson. Over to Ryan. Left side for Pocock. And he doesn't want to take that shot. So he'll give it out to Ryan. Gives it back to Pocock, who's looking inside for Langen. 25 seconds left. To the elbow to Murray. Murray double-teamed. Bounce pass to Langen. Langen, great pass inside over to Anderson, and Anderson will score. Great ball movement there. And Murray with a pass over to Anderson on that bounce pass, and that's a gimme layup. Cats now lead at 28-17. They led at 1 point, 18-17. So they've rattled off 10 straight points here to open up their largest lead of the game. And there's 7.6 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. Mischu checks back in for Ryan. And they inbound the basketball here for Bryant. Bryant off of the screen, still has his dribble, kicks it off left side, three-pointer for Owens, well off the mark, and that'll do it for the first half. The Bearcats have a comfortable lead here at intermission. They lead it 28-17. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here. We are at halftime of the GNAC tournament here in Hastings, and Kearney High right now has a comfortable lead over the North Platte boys. It is 28-17, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Both the Kearney High boys and Kearney High girls are both the number three seeds here in the GNAC Conference Tournament. And right now, the boys are ahead comfortably, 28-17 here at intermission. Coming up at the conclusion of this game, of course, we'll have coverage of the Kearney High girls as they'll be taking on Scotts Bluff. And kind enough to join us to talk about that is Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach for Kearney High. Coach, I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. You too.
You know, you got some kids. You got to kind of be Santa for it. Were they good kids this year? Did Santa find them okay?
They did. They were excellent.
How about yourself? Did they find you? Because you, I worry about more than the kids. I've met your kids. They're fine.
Yeah, I got a few things.
Okay, all right. I'm happy for you. First of all, the number three seed in the conference tournament, and looking at the conference and things like that, I'm kind of surprised you guys aren't seeded a little bit better than that. Is that something that sticks in your craw? A little bit? No?
The only time I was upset about it, we didn't do too well anyway, so I've learned not to let those things affect me. And we got, you know, if you got to prove it. If you think you're higher, you got to prove it on the court. So, you know, hopefully we're going to set out and do that. I think we've definitely played a tough schedule. I think sometimes people look at the records a little bit and that kind of thing, and we're 2-3, and so that could be partly why we're where we're at.
Where you got kind of caught up. You're playing Scotts Bluff, and from my understanding, in terms of how the seeding process went, everything, that one of the reasons maybe you weren't seeded as high is because the coaching staff at Scotts Bluff didn't seed you guys as high, and the call kind of averages out. Is that bulletin board material as you guys are getting ready for these guys today, or no?
Well, like I said, the only time I've ever got upset about it, we didn't play very well anyway. It doesn't do any good. So I think we have a long break, and we've seen Scotts Bluff on film, and I think Scotts Bluff is a solid team. They can score a lot of points. They've scored in the 60s a couple times, so we just got to be ready to play and take care of business. I think, when you come off of a break like this, I think it kind of evens out the competition in general anyway. And so hopefully you got to play, fundamental basketball. Sometimes the things you worry about more are just – you're passing, you're catching the ball, and just the little finer points of the game. You just got to focus and hopefully play well there. And stamina is obviously an issue at times, but that's an issue for everybody. But, and depth, if hopefully we can, we haven't played a lot of kids all year, so that could be an issue in this game. We definitely have to have, a lot of our bench ready since we've had such a, 5 days off.
And they have about three girls where they get the bulk of their scoring from. So, it isn't just like a one-handed monster or whatever, but what do they do so well that you guys really have to be ready for?
Yeah, they pressure a lot. They diamond press back to a man. They push it in transition a lot. They have a really good point guard, handles it well, shoots a three a ton. But, they got a bunch of kids on the court all the time that all put the ball, or shoot it, and a bunch of kids that'll put the ball on the floor and attack it as well. So they've got usually five kids on the court that are all looking to score, and not every team we play has that. And so defensively, you got to get out to shooters and be aware if they're hitting shots. It could be a tough night for us. So we got to get out to shooters, contest shots, and then we got to rebound. And I think we can run on them. I think we can hopefully push it in transition and hopefully get some easy baskets as well. And again, it's one of those things, though, how's our stamina going to be?
Right.
So hopefully we're ready to roll that way and rotate kids if we need to. Or, the other thing, if it's close early and we're looking a little tired, and I might use some timeouts, if we need to, just to save our kids that way.
Yeah, and like you said, it's kind of interesting. A lot of these kids haven't really had a chance to do a lot with a basketball over the last 5 days. So a team that likes the pressure like Scotts Bluff does, that can be effective when you do that. But you guys also like to pressure the ball a little bit too.
Yeah, and we do. I think we can attack their pressure. I hope we can attack it and score some easy baskets, because they're a pressure-oriented team. But once they get in the half court, they're pressure on ball, but they're sagging off of it a lot, and it might make it tough to get the ball inside a little bit, score inside. It might be one of those games where we're going to have to hit some jumpers. So hopefully our kids are ready to go.
Well, we guess we'll find out here in just a little bit. Wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach here for Kearney High, as the Cats are leading here at halftime of the boys' game, 28-17 at intermission. And we'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. At halftime of the boys' game, 28-17, Kearney High right now with the comfortable lead over North Platte, as the Cats right now in the midst of a 10-0 run that they used to end the first half, and they've been able to create their largest lead of the ball game at 28-17 at the end of the first half. Let's take a look at some individual numbers that we have for you so far here in the ball game. We'll begin, first of all, for North Platte, as being led so far by Rashawn Bryant. He's got 8 points here at intermission. Marcos Reyes has 4. Taywan Harris with 3. And Trevon Weaver with 2 points here at intermission. And for Kearney High, a little bit more balanced scoring in this one. Austin Murray off the bench leading the way. He's got 7 points at intermission. Austin Mishu with 6 points. Brian Arp with 6. Peyton Polkock with 3. Jake Waller with 2. Trevor Leibarger with 2. And Kyle Anderson with 2 points after a great pass from Murray. As Murray coming off the bench has had a solid effort here in the first half. And Kearney High has the lead, 28-17. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll give you some more stats. We'll do that as we'll continue with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We are at the break here as Kearney High will have the basketball first to start the second half, and they lead it 28-17 as we're ready to start the next half of basketball. And Kearney High right now with a comfortable lead, as we mentioned, that they've rattled off 10 straight points to end the first half, and that's what's been able to give them a nice, comfortable lead as they have the first possession here as they work around the perimeter. Leibarger works it inside for Arp. Arp in the lane. Low bunny hook is up and good, and Brian Arp has the first bucket of the second half, and Kearney High continues on a 12-0 run right now from the end of the first half, now starting in the second half. An errant pass, but still able to track it down is going to be the Bulldogs, almost stolen away by Mishu, but they work it around. They'll kick it off right side, and Harris, he's going to fire a three, and he'll end the long run here for Kearney High by draining the three-pointer, and that now makes it 30-20. Cats still lead it by 10, and Leibarger gives it to Waller. 5 starters out there right now for Kearney High, and that is going to be Mishu, Waller, Leibarger, Pocock, and Art. Mishu drives, dumps it, open on the baseline jumper is Pocock, can't get the shot to fall, and North Platte comes down with the rebound. They bring in the offensive zone as they get it off here for Reyes. Reyes gives it off on the left side here for Harris. And Harris off of a screen, bounce pass on that left side. We'll go over for Harris. Harris is going to step back. He's going to fire a three. That is no good. And rebound taken out of there by Waller. So Waller gets it up ahead here for Mishu, who's on the run, gives it off to Leibarger. Leibarger for three, hits the three. Nice little in-out play there. Just kind of went inside the three-point arc, gave it right back out to Leibarger, who was toeing the line. And now Leibarger will make the steal. North Platte turns it over, and Leibarger gives it up ahead to Pocock. Cats do not have numbers, and so Mishu will get the bounce pass on that left wing. And he's backing in. Nice ball fake. Gets the defender out of position. And he takes off glass and scores. Austin Mishu, a little ball fake that was able to get Reyes out of position. And then he banked it in on kind of a modified up and under move. So Reyes now has the dribble. A 15-point Kearney High lead. Right side, Bryant. Entry pass for Harris. He's going to kick it out. Driving now. Harris, a little fingertip roll up and good. Taywan Harris using those long arms of his. And he's 6'4", and I think his arms are 6'4 as well. And he was able to lean it in. Entry pass in for Arp. Arp, a little bunny move as he kind of got that fingertip roll of his own on that left side. He's able to lean that one up and in. So Cats able to answer right back here. They lead it 37-22. Nice ball movement for North Platte right now. Reyes has it right side. Enters it inside. A little fadeaway. That's a tough shot for Harris. And Harris hits a 15-foot leaner over the top of the defense. It's not a high percentage shot, but he hit that one. It's now 37-24. Liebarger enters it in for Arp. Arp at the low block, and he's going to be pushed a little bit by Harris, and that is going to be his second foul. So Harris been playing in the place of Mertz, who was hurt. And now inbounded here for Murray, who checks in. Murray, nice drive, bounce pass, and Arp is going to lay it up and in. Murray with a nice assist there as he got it into the lane, and a bounce pass for Arp as he was coming across the baseline there. Little floater, tough shot, rebound by Murray. Murray, nice defensive series there as well as he's able to pull down that defensive rebound after the North Platte miss. And now Murray will kick it out for Pocock. Pocock will fire the three, no good. And rebounded by North Platte. So Dogs bring it up ahead, and they'll give it off in that left corner. Everybody cycles through. Owens still has a dribble off of a screen. 15-foot jumper up and good for Owens. Off of that screen, then Kajana Owens able to levitate and get his first bucket of the ball game. 39-26, 13-point lead for Kearney High midway through the third quarter. Waller gives it to Murray. Now right side Liebarger. They just passed around the perimeter. Pocock will enter it in for Arp, and Arp has it stripped out of his hands, and that'll be a foul on either 4 or 5, and from my vantage point, I can't tell if that thumb was extended or not. I think they're giving it to Owens. Yeah, that is going to be the foul on Owens. Both Owens and Harris were there, and Arp, who's been the beneficiary of some nice passes on the inside, will step to the free throw line, and he's going to be shooting too. And the free throw here is back the iron and no good. Cats as a team been shooting the free throws very well here. They were 5 of 6 until that miss a moment ago, so now they're 5 out of 7, which still isn't too shabby. Anderson checks in, so it's going to be Anderson, Murray, Arp, Ryan, and Pocock. And we might change that if Arp makes the free throw, and it's bouncing around no good. We've got a foul on the play as Murray went over the back here. He's going to be called for the foul, and Langan now will check into the ballgame. So 3:57 to go, and Kearney High right now just kind of needs to ride this hot hand that they've been able to put together here offensively. They had a 14-0 run at the end of the first half into the second. Pass to the elbow for North Platte, and it's stolen away by Pocock. Pocock on the dribble, brings it in the offensive zone, doesn't have numbers, will give it off to Ryan. Ryan will play point guard right now and give it right side for Murray. Entry pass in for Langan. Langan just outside the lane, a little half hook, and Chris Langan hits the bucket. And Chris Langan, that's his first bucket of the ball game. Ball given off here for Rashawn Bryant. Bryant gives it off on the right wing here for Mock. Mock's going to fire a three. It is no good. It's going to go into the corner and out of bounds. And now North Platte's going to call a timeout with 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Cats leading it 41-26 with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, Kearney High's done a nice job of keeping pressure on the ball enough to make North Platte maybe play a little bit faster than they want to, and they've been able to force a myriad of turnovers and cashing in with layups on the other end. That is certainly keeping pressure on that ball. The seeds to success for Kearney High, brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service delivering success. And to get back in the game, North Platte's going to try to steal a page from Kearney High's playbook here, and they're going to try to put full court pressure in. And Zach Ryan will work with Murray to bring it up court. Pass over to Ryan, who will get it up ahead to Anderson. Anderson then gives it off to Langen in the offensive zone here. Back to Anderson, and now we'll set up the half-court offense. Ryan's used up his dribble, but he kicks it out to Pocock. Not much pressure there. Nice little pass inside for Murray. And on the way to the basket, Murray's going to be pushed in the back. Going to be a hand check here on Rashawn Bryant. And that'll be the first on Bryant. Only three as a team here in the second half against North Platte. These officials have let him play, and credit to both teams, they have not committed any unnecessary fouls. Bad pass here for Kearney High. That'll result in a turnover. Pass up ahead to Bryant, and Bryant's going to lay it up and in, and he's fouled. Nice pass up ahead after a high bounce pass was then tipped ahead to Bryant, and then Bryant was able to hit the bucket. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Pocock. He was down there with a couple of different guys, so I didn't see who they gave it to. In any event, Bryant will have a chance to finish off the three-point play. And it is going to be on Zach Ryan, his first. And I didn't hear him call glass, but again, it's not a game of horse, so they're going to allow him to bank it in there, Rashawn Bryant, to finish off the three-point play. He's got 11 in the game. Anderson has it ahead. And by the way, on Ryan, that is his first foul. Pass to the elbow. Murray, not a bad look at it. Missed the shot, and the rebound going to be taken out by North Platte. Harris will get the ball up ahead here for Bryant. Bryant working against Pocock. Will direct traffic a little bit. Give it off of a screen on that left side. Over for Mock. Mock's going to drive, dish to nobody. And I think some of the Scottsbluff girls basketball team, they were out of bounds, so they couldn't really be in the way. In any event, that'll be a North Platte turnover. Scottsbluff and Kearney High girls coming up next here on ESPN 1460. That'll be our next game. Last second substitution here for North Platte as Letourneau is going to check into the ballgame. Zach Ryan playing the point, gets the basketball, and he's working against Bryant as he brings in the offensive zone. Man-to-man is North Platte right now. Ball's on the ground, kicked around, and that's going to be a Kearney High turnover. North Platte is able to make the steal, and then we're going to have a little push here on Zach Ryan as he committed the foul. North Platte had numbers, so if you're going to commit the foul, that's not all bad there. But he's picked up two fouls here in the quarter. And Kearney High back on defense. Ryan will pressure, and now Letourneau has it. Gives it left side here for Mock. Mock's going to drive on the baseline. Ball knocked loose by Langen, and then it goes out of bounds. It was saved momentarily by Mock, but Mock has his foot on the baseline, so that'll be a North Platte turnover. So another North Platte turnover, and Kearney High has the basketball. Langen up ahead, going to kick it back out for Mishu. Gives it to Zach Ryan on the right side. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Waller fakes the handoff, dribbles to the open area. 15-foot jumper floating around, no good. Langen with the rebound. Langen off glass. Langen can't get it to fall. Langen had a couple of great opportunities there, and then the drive on the inside, and that's going to be a foul on Waller, blocking the progress to the basket. So a couple of offensive opportunities for Kearney High, and then after the rebound, Harris drives and now is heading to the line as he's shooting two. 41-29, minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. And the free throw for Harris is up and good. Pocock checking in. So Langen, Anderson, Mishu, Waller, and Pocock out there for Kearney High. And the second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Mishu. So Mishu will face a little bit of pressure, and the long pass is going to be stolen away. Pass up ahead, stolen by Reyes. He lays it up and in, and now a timeout for North Platte. They've cut the lead down to nine. It's 41-32, a minute 18 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing.
Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney High right now has a 9-point lead, but that lead being cut into just a little bit as North Platte's been able to put some pressure on, force some turnovers, and they've been able to cut that lead down to 9, 41 to 32. By the way, since turning his ankle in the midway through the first quarter, Josh Mertz has been icing that ankle. He will not be back into the game as they've actually removed the shoe and continue to ice that. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Pressure being put on, but Mischu gets the pass from Pocock. Now he'll pivot as he brings in the offensive zone. Gives it to Pocock on the right side. Pocock looking for some help. Gives it to Anderson. Back to Pocock, who's got it between the circles. Final minute of the third quarter. Waller will give it back to Pocock. Now off the screen right side. They'll give it to Mischu. They skip it on for Waller. Waller for three. Hits the three. The skip pass to Waller. Waller steps into the three-pointer with a little bit of timing, and it's a 12-point ball game. Nice entry pass down low. A little spin move by North Platte. No good. Offensive rebound inside for Trevon Weaver. And Weaver is going to head to the line. He missed the putback, but did get the rebound again. And then he's hit on the arm, so he'll have a chance to answer back here for North Platte. The foul is going to be on Kearney High's. They put 22 up there, and Kearney High. There we go, 23, Mischu, thanks. We don't have a 22. The free throw is up and no good. Liebarger checks back in. He's working with Arp on that far side. In fact, all five starters out there right now for Kearney High. And the second free throw, again a little bit short. Arp fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it, but Mischu does. So Mischu snags the rebound after he got that foul a moment ago. And Mischu will bring the offensive zone, hand it off here for Pocock. Pocock working against a low pressure here by Bryant. Dribbles to the left side, gives it to Liebarger. Liebarger does want to shoot it over the top. And nearly making the steal is Bryant. But Bryant ran out of room. He knocked the ball loose, but then couldn't pick it up before he stepped on the sideline with 22.8 to go. So near midcourt, Kearney High is going to inbound it. And North Platte is going to continue to try to pressure the ball. Mischu to throw it in, and they'll give it to Waller. Waller behind the half-court line, now in the offensive zone with the pass to Pocock. Lobbed up ahead for Arp. Arp will take it off glass, and he'll score. Nice lob pass there by Pocock to set up Arp, and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. On the bounce here is going to be Bryant. Bryant kicks off left side. There's Reyes. Reyes for three, back the iron, no good. Liebarger pulls down the rebound, and that will do it for the first three quarters of action. We've got 8 minutes to play. The fourth quarter coming up with Kearney High leading it 46-32. We come back to Hastings right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Hastings, as right now Kearney High with a 46-32 lead as we head to the fourth quarter. A 14-point lead for Kearney High. They led by about a dozen to start this quarter. Now they extend it ever so slightly here in the third quarter after North Platte was able to cut it down to single digits. Pass on the right side for Harris. Harris working against Arp. They try to clear out for Harris. And Harris has to try a turnaround jumper over top of Arp, and Arp's able to pull down the rebound after the miss. So North Platte did not get a good look there. That was nice defense there by Arp. Now driving is going to be Mishu, and Mishu all the way in. They never really shut him off. Just kind of floated in there, was able to rattle it in. And now Reyes will try to answer on the baseline. He's shut off by Liebarger. They're going to kick it out for Harris. Harris lost the ball. Mishu can't quite come up with a steal. Loose ball's picked up by Bryant. He's going to drive and score. Cats an eyelash away from being able to make the steal. And now Pocock's going to try to outrun everybody. Not able to do that. They'll give it to Mishu. And he's not going to try a trail 15-footer because the defense is there. And now he's got the dribble. We'll take it between the circles, hand it off to Pocock. Cats can afford to be patient here. There's 7 minutes to go in the ball game. They still lead it 48-34. Waller kicks it out. Liebarger will fire a three. No good. And the rebound to the Bulldogs. So Dogs come up ahead, and they'll kick the ball right back out to the man who rebounded it. Now driving is going to be Mock, and Mock is going to hit the bucket. And after Mock got the rebound, the pass back, now a timeout taken here by North Platte. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Kearney High still with a 48-36 lead. We come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, on the boys' side of the GNAC tournament, Norfolk right now having no problem with Lexington. 66-24, that game, a matchup of the 8-1 seeds. Right now, Kearney High up by a dozen, facing some pressure. Waller has it in the offensive zone. His pass is going to be off the mark, and that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Trying to kick it to Liebarger in the corner and just sailed a little bit too high. So North Platte forces the turnover, and Reyes will get the ball back after he inbounded it. Plenty of time here for the Dogs as there's still 6.5 minutes left. Directing traffic here is going to be Mock. Mock gives left side for Reyes. He's picked up there by Liebarger. Kearney High going man-to-man right now. Off of a screen, Reyes will take it to the free throw line. Cutting in now is going to be Bryant. Bryant takes it off glass. Shot won't fall, but there is a whistle, and that'll be a hand check body foul on the shot. That's going to go against Waller. That's now six as a team on Kearney High. So to the line to shoot a couple here is going to be Rashawn Bryant. Bryant with 13 points in the ballgame. Harris off the bench has 11 for North Platte, and the free throw is no good. Final from the Amherst Holiday Tournament, St. Pat's over Kearney Catholic 64-57 in boys action. And so a split for Kearney Catholic over in Amherst. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Arp. Very athletic move there by Arp. In terms of pulling down that rebound, ball knocked loose. It's going to be stolen away. And pass up ahead here for Bryant. Bryant missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Can't get that shot to fall. Bounce pass as they try to save it. And picking up the loose ball is going to be Arp. And now Coach Steinbrück wants to slow things down a little bit. He calls a timeout with 5:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Cats with a 48-36 lead. We'll take the timeout with them. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Hastings as the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here at the GNAC tournament. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the Kearney High girls taking on Scotts Bluff at the conclusion of this game. The Kearney High girls, also the number 3 seed here in the conference tournament. They'll be taking on 6 seed Scottsbluff coming up in just a little bit. Right now, 3rd seeded Kearney High with a 12-point lead over North Platte, 48-36, a 12-point lead with 5:49 to go here in the ball game. Don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst and Ogallala, a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll be starting here in about 10 minutes or so on our sister station. Pass is inbounded here for Pocock. He'll give it off to Waller. Back to Pocock. Ball is knocked loose, and that's going to be a foul on Reyes. And Reyes is asking for it. Why is that? Well, because he got a lot of shoulder when he ran past Pocock there. And I think that was an easy call. It's only 4 fouls that have been whistled against North Platte so far here in the second half. Both teams play pretty good defense, but they haven't been doing a lot of reaching. Haven't been a lot of whistles. Pocock looking for Mishu, and Mishu will get the pass. And now the 5-second count's going on, so he'll dribble against some pressure here by Reyes. He'll jump stop, restart that 5-second clock, give it off here for Waller. Waller is working against some pressure here by Owens. Waller drives the baseline, gives it off for Mishu. Mishu works it past the screen, tries to enter it inside for Waller, does, and Waller will bank it up and in. Tell you what, Waller had that ball a little bit too far underneath the hoop for his liking, made a very athletic move, jumping back and able to bank that in. That's just a lot of basketball in the driveway there for Jake Waller, or at the YMCA for that matter. In any event, Waller the baller is able to add to Kearney High's lead. A little drive, tipped around. Waller is able to pull down the rebound. That was great defensive play there for Pocock. And then they fall asleep, and Shane Mock is able to come up with a steal after they got the rebound. He kicks it out for Reyes. Reyes is going to fire the three. It's no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound whistled against North Platte. Mishu just handed the ball off for Pocock, and Pocock did not know that Shane Mock was behind him and knocked the ball loose. That was good hustle there by Mock. But then there's the foul whistled against the Bulldogs, trying to get the ball back after the miss. And in the offensive zone with the dribble here is going to be Mishu. He's working against the pressure by Reyes. Gives it to Waller, left side for Pocock. Mishu gives it off for Pocock. Pocock had a little trouble handling the pass, so he's used up his dribble. So he'll kick it off left side for Mishu. And Mishu drug his pivot foot. That'll be a Kearney High turnover. Unofficially, turnovers. North Platte with 9 turnovers compared to 7 for Kearney High. And those turnovers in the first half against North Platte really turned into some easy buckets for the Bearcats as part of that run where Kearney High scored 12 straight points to build this lead that they're holding on to now, 50-36. Midway through the fourth quarter. On the bounce is Bryant. Bryant gave it away. Now tries a fadeaway three that's in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out by the Dogs, and they'll kick it off on the right side. Another three-pointer. That one won't fall. And finally pulling down the rebound for Kearney High is going to be Murray. And Murray gives it off here for Ryan, who gives it to Anderson. Anderson lost the ball, picks it up near midcourt, gives it now for Pocock. They work it inside for Arp. Not a great pass, but Arp's able to save it. They work it back around the perimeter. Driving is Murray. A little jump stop, a little floater in the lane. Good. Nice balance there as they knock the ball loose from Austin Murray. Murray did a great job not turning the ball over, then hitting about a 12-foot leaner. And a three-pointer up and good for Shane Mock in transition. And a timeout here for North Platte. 3:21 to go, fourth quarter, 52-39. Cats are up by 13, and they'll inbound the ball. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. And 3:21 to go here, fourth quarter. Kearney High with a 13-point lead. They open up the lead late in the second quarter, and it's been about this distance the entire second half. They won on a 10-0 run to end the first half. And they have not looked back. Kearney High facing a little pressure. Brings to the offensive zone without much problem. Langan will work it down low for Murray. Murray's going to take it off glass and score. Nice pass by Langan into Murray. And the Bearcats move the ball very well around the perimeter to set up even that. And now Anderson trying to fight through a screen. And, well, he fought through a screen, and they're going to call him for a foul on that. And that is going to be seven fouls now on Kearney High, I believe. Yep. And so to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is going to be Shane Mock. So Mock will have the front end of the 1-1 here with 2:56 to go. And if North Platte wants to get back in this ball game, they're going to have to do a fair chunk of that from the free throw line. And so far, so good as Mock makes the first of what are now two free throws hitting the front end of the 1-1. And Mock's second free throw, just as pretty as the first. 54-41. Murray will give it to Pocock. Back to Murray. Gives it up to Zach Ryan, who lobs it up ahead to Anderson. Anderson skips it off for Pocock. Pocock will make the jump in front of Marcus Reyes. Now gives it off for Ryan. Ryan, nice drive, and then the dish in underneath to set up Murray. And Murray's going to head to the line. They had to hack Murray after that nice little dish by Zach Ryan. So Ryan sets up Murray, and he'll shoot two. And the free throw is up and no good. By the way, the foul on Reyes, that is his fourth. And Murray, one more free throw coming up here after the miss. Bends the knees, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the well there. So he makes it 55-41. 14-point lead for Kearney High. 2:50 to go in the basketball game. Reyes dribbles down to the baseline. Shut off there nicely by Pocock. He's going to kick the ball back out here for Bryant. Bryant tries to enter it for Owens. Owens will kick it top of the circle here for Bryant. Back out here for Reyes. Kearney High's defense has been pretty good all game. Dribbling is Reyes. Reyes off of a screen. Little floater off glass, no good. Anderson is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. And now Pocock's going to slow it down in the offensive zone. Gives it to Zach Ryan. They're reaching in on Zach Ryan, trying to make the steal. Instead, they make the foul. That'll be on Kajana Owens. That is three on him. And that's now six. Check that. That's now seven. That is the seventh foul of the second half here against North Platte. And now Ryan will go to the free throw line. So Zach Ryan with the front end of 1-1 hits the first and earns the second. 56-41. And again, Kearney High, if they can control or take care of the basketball and hit some free throws, they're going to be in pretty good shape here. Second free throw by Ryan's no good. And North Platte dribbles out of there with it. Reyes on the dribble. We'll work it down to the left side for Bryant. Bryant, entry pass, tipped, but picked up in the lane. A little leaner up and good for Mock. And Mock hits the bucket, and another timeout taken here by North Platte. Minute 46 to go. Full timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minute 46 to go, 56-43. Kearney High with the lead. They'll inbound the ball. We come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Well, if Kearney High takes care of the basketball, hits a few free throws down the stretch, they should be able to hold on to a 56-43 lead with a minute 46 to go. Tonight's Seeds of Success brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. So where can growers go to turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds of Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Don't forget, coming up, we'll have our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. And it appears that Kearney High, I don't want to count your chickens just yet, but they have a comfortable lead with about 13 to go. Inbounded for Ryan. We'll give it to Waller. Back to Ryan. Over to Murray. Back to Ryan. to Waller. Waller up ahead for Pocock. Pocock's going to kick it right side for Murray, who gives it off for Ryan, who has a lane, will drive and will score. Zach Ryan, after they break the press, is able to lay that one up and in. Nice little drive there. So now North Platte has to find lightning in a bottle. They give it to Bryant. Bryant working against Pocock. Right now, Kearney High is going man-to-man. And directing traffic there is Bryant. Bryant's used up his dribble and will hand off here for Mock. Mock on that left side, hands off to Bryant. Murray's right there with a little pressure. Pick set there by Harris. And now driving and dumping. Murray was ready for that little pick and roll and was able to tip it away. Goes out of bounds off of Kearney High. Nice defense there by Murray. And Langan's going to check out of the ball game as Mishu comes back in with exactly a minute to go. Cats lead it 58-43. Entry pass in the lane here for Harris. Harris, a little runner, took an extra step. Yep, that was nice defense for Kearney High, forcing that North Platte turnover. And there's 54.7 to go before Kearney High moves their record to 3-4 and will move to the conference semifinals. We'll have those games for you tomorrow on ESPN. Weaving through some pressure is going to be Ryan. Ryan outruns everybody, and the rebound is going to be tipped up, picked up by Waller, who will give it off here for Pocock. I thought that might have been goaltending. That was a great drive there by Ryan, and they don't call the goaltending, which I thought would have been whistled against Harris. Ryan's got it now with 28 seconds to go, and they're going to be able to dribble this one out, it would appear. North Platte's coming out with a little token pressure. They'll give it off for Pocock. Pocock's picked up there by Bryant. 17 seconds to go. Kearney High with a 58-43 lead, and now North Platte's going to just drop back a little bit more. And I think now Pocock's just got the ball on his hip, and they're going to let the last few seconds escape off the clock here. Kearney High with a 58-43 win at the sound of the horn, and that'll do it. They'll move on to the conference semifinals tomorrow, a game that you'll hear right here on ESPN Radio. That game will be at 3:45 tomorrow in the main gym, the North Gym, here at Hastings High School. Once again, they'll be taking on the winner of McCook and Scott's Bluff. That'll be the late game at 7:15. Once again, your final 58-43 as Kearney High improves their record now to 3-4 on the season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. That's coming up right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Hastings for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's go through the numbers here as we take a look at North Platte. They were led tonight by Rashawn Bryant. Bryant unofficially with 13 points in the ball game. Tawan Harris off the bench, he finished with 11. Shane Mock with 9. Marcos Reyes with 6. Kajana Owens with 2. Trevon Weaver with 2 points. And it hurt the game plan for North Platte as Josh Mertz got injured fairly early in the the first quarter here, and he was out. He was one of the starters for North Platte, and it just kind of made a little bit shorter bench for Coach Kaminsky and North Platte. Unofficially, North Platte as a team was 17 of 48 shooting the basketball for about 35% here in the ball game. They were 4 of 21 from behind the arc, so they shot about 19% from the field and about 45% from the free throw line. They were 5 of 11 unofficially from the free throw line. Now for the Kearney High Bearcats, who improved their record now to 3-4 on the season. They had three players in double figures tonight. Brian Arp led the way with 14 points. He also finished unofficially with 8 rebounds in the game. So I had Arp with 14 and 8 rebounds. Austin Murray off the bench, she finished with 12 points. Austin Mishu with 10. Jake Waller with 7. Trevor Leibarger with 5. Zach Ryan with 3. Peyton Pocock with 3. Chris Langen with 2. And Kyle Anderson with 2 points here in the ballgame. Unofficially, I had Kearney High being 24 of 48 from the field, and that can't be completely accurate, but they were shooting close to 50% because of some great opportunities and passing that they had, plus some steals that resulted in layups in that first half when they built that 12-point lead at the early stages of the third quarter. And unofficially shooting from behind the arc, they were 3 of 15, shooting about 20%, but their two-point shooting was pretty good tonight. I had them at about 55% shooting from the field in front of the three-point arc here in the ballgame. And they win this one fairly convincingly, final of 58-43. Well, next up, we'll have a little girls basketball for him. There's about 26 minutes on the clock here as Scott's Bluff will be taking on Kearney High. The Lady Bearcats are the number 3 seed here, taking on the Bearcats. And again, we're probably about, I'd say about 17, 18 minutes away from having our pregame coming up here from Hastings High between Scott's Bluff and Kearney High here in girls basketball. Once our final in boys hoops, it was Kearney with a 58-43 win over North Platte. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, holiday action there as well over in Amherst, as it'll be the Broncos taking on Ogallala in a girl-boy doubleheader on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Once again, our final in this one, it was Kearney High rolling past North Platte 58-43 in boys basketball. They'll be back in action again tomorrow right here on ESPN. They'll tip it off at 3:45. They'll take on the winner of second-seeded Scott's Bluff and number 7 seed McCook tomorrow here in Hastings. Once again, your final 58-43. I'm Randy Bushgard. Thanks for joining us. We'll send it back to the studios. We'll be back with girls basketball in about 20 minutes right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.